Happy Sunday, everybody. Here I am in beautiful Colorado, in part of the Colorado Springs called Pulpit Rock, a beautiful park with some incredible trails. Pulpit Rock, I thought would be, it's that way, you can't see it from the camera, but I thought would be a perfect place to record a sermon for Sunday. You'll have to pardon my attire. It's not a treacherous trail, but it's got plenty of opportunities for thrills and spills, so I didn't want to wear my Sunday best out here. But I wanted to bring you a message from Colossians chapter 2, a brief message, so find that if you could, and I'm going to try to dodge the sun as much as I possibly can. Colossians chapter 2, and be praying for Brother Pendle. He was supposed to preach for me today. This is not my preferred way of doing church through a video, but praise the Lord, we have the opportunities that technology has afforded us to do this. If you hear voices in the background, it's because this is a popular hiking trail, and there's all manner of people out today because the weather. All right, well, we're back. You probably noticed a sort of an edit in the video there. We had a family come through that wanted to recreate a family photo on the tree behind me. This must be a real popular spot because I wanted you to notice the tree behind me too. It's kind of cool looking. If you can see, there's this pine tree growing up, and it's got these gnarly roots that are diving into the rock right here. I don't know if you can see it or not. Maybe tilt this a little bit just for the moment. See how it kind of drives into that rock? Now, it didn't grow that way at first, but over time, the gravel and the sand has washed away and blown away in Colorado weather. But the roots remain steadfast because they are gripping onto the rock, which is a good illustration of how Christians need to be rooted in Jesus Christ. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. So Colossians chapter 2 is where we are. Verse 6 reads, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." So let's take a moment and pray, and I want to share a brief message from Colossians 2 this morning. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the beauty of creation and how no matter where we turn, there is an indication of your goodness, your creativity, your strength, and even, Lord, your truth. The world just drips with all of the illustrations and pictures of faith in Christ. Open our eyes to see them all, Lord, we pray. Amen. I'm always amazed at trees that grow like this. The roots hold fast to the rocks, and when the dirt gets washed away or blown away by the wind, the tree remains, as you can see. There it is. I don't know how long it's been there. Probably a lot longer than I have been around, that's for sure. But we need to be like this tree. So many Christians and supposed Christians today root themselves into the ever-shifting sands of men's opinion. I don't know if you've noticed, but in the last 10, especially 20 years, the definitions of right and wrong have changed drastically because of the opinions of humanity. But Christians who know Christ and believe His Word, they stand steadfast in the truth, and their faith is growing in Christ. And you'll notice that those who build their faith, quote-unquote faith, in convenience and popularity, and because at the time it was easy to do, or maybe they did it to please people, that they're soon swept away like the dirt and gravel around these tree roots, carried off. But those who are rooted and built up in Christ will remain. You know, the world is against true saving faith. It really is. The world, the flesh, and the devil, all three war against your faith and your growth in Christ. And you and I must, by God's help, grow deep down and then also sprout up, bearing fruit and abounding in blessings to Him. What can we do to remain steadfast as this tree behind me? Paul shows us two things in Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7, that we must do if we will likewise be steadfast. And one of those things is that we must be walking in Jesus. Notice what he says, "As ye have therefore received Christ the Lord, so walk ye in him." Be walking in Jesus. receiving Jesus is not something that we did and then later we forgot about and never really revisited, but walking in Christ is something that we do because we have received Jesus, and we must walk in Him day by day. Our lives must be lived day by day with our identity as Christians, always in the forefront of our thinking. We don't get saved, and as some pretend to do, and then the rest of their lives, it's not something they ever really revisit. But if you have received Jesus, so walk ye in Him. And that walking is that reference to our day-by-day living. Don't let anything distract you from your life in Christ, your life as a Christian. When you go to work, when you're at home, when you're with neighbors, when you're out in God's creation enjoying the beauty that surrounds us, remember who you are in and why you are here. It's because of Christ and His saving grace. Also, Paul mentions that we need to be established in the faith. Not only be walking in Christ and walking in Jesus, but be established in the faith. Notice again, verse 7. Rooted, that's a description of how we should live. Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Be rooted, rooted down like this fellow behind me. Those roots, who knows how far down beneath this boulder they go, but deep enough to hold on and deep enough to suck as much moisture out of the rock and the surrounding dirt as it possibly can to withstand these strong winds. And it is windy today. Fortunately, we're protected by this rocky outcropping here, and the wind is passing over us mostly. But these roots will hold this tree down from wind and storm and also nourish it. And this is what you and I must have in Christ, roots that go down. We must be joined to Christ by faith. As Jesus said in John chapter 15, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. We must be joined to Christ in faith. So I ask you, do you have faith in Christ? Is it a saving faith, a trusting faith, a faith that buoys you every day to walk in Him and encourages you on in life? Or is it something perhaps that was a fleeting moment of emotion, a decision made out of convenience? That kind of decisionism isn't a saving faith. We need to be rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ. And not only must we be joined to Christ by faith, but we must be rooted in Him and to be joined to His Word. Joined to His Word in faith, believing what He has said. And also in obedience, doing as He has said. If you believe what He has said, then it follows that you ought to do what He has said. And here's the thing about what we believe. True belief is always followed by activity, isn't it? And action. If you believe something, then your lives will follow accordingly. I believe that I could very easily trip and fall here. So I have with me a walking stick, a lesson I learned from Brother Jamie Harkey. Carry a stick if you want to stay upright, right? And there's certainly plenty of opportunities to tumble around here, so I keep the stick with me. And of course, all you all know about my bum knee, so it even helps even more. I believe that there is a potential for injury, so I take precautions. And what we believe, we act upon. Do you believe the Word of God? Then we must be in obedience to the Word of God. Jesus said in John 14, if you love me, keep my what? Commandments, yes. If you keep my commandments, Jesus goes on to say in John 15, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So we must be rooted in Christ by faith. We must be rooted in his word, believing it and obeying it. And if you are not believing his word and obeying his word, may I ask, who are you believing and who are you obeying? Yourself, the opinions of men, the trends of social media, the manipulations of media? What is it? Either you're a slave of Christ or you're a slave of sin. The question is, whose slave are you? Who do you obey? Believe Christ's word and do as he says. If you abide in my word and keep my commandments, Jesus said, you shall abide in my love. Plant your roots deep in faith in Christ and obedience to the word of God, and the storms of life, and there are always storms of life, they will not wash you away. But not only be rooted down, but also be built up. I love the language that Paul uses of going in two different directions. Rooted down, built up in him. And by rooting down deep and growing up in the Lord, there is an establishment of the faith in Christ. And if our roots go down deep, then we can grow up in grace and blessings and fruitfulness. And you know, the purpose of the roots is not just stability, but nourishment and to help the plant grow. And the purpose of the plant is not just to be stuck in the ground, but that it would grow and bear fruit. And this tree behind me, it's not just roots. You know, you can see it's not just roots, but it's branches and the boughs of the tree and the pine needles reaching up to the sky and affording a place for the woodland creatures to live and shade for the weary traveler and a windbreak for those who are trying to get out of a treacherous storm. And the purpose of the plant is not just the sake of roots only, but growth. And those who say they have roots in Christ, we should ask ourselves, is there growth in Christ? If the roots are there, the growth is there, because you can't have one without the other. And this growth has two characteristics that Paul mentions in this passage. It is helped, this growth is helped through teaching. Matthew Henry says, a good education, a Christian education, that is being taught in the Word, a good education has a good influence upon our establishment. You've got to be guided by the Word of God through your own personal study and reading, meditating on Scripture, attending preaching and Bible study. Get as much of it in you as you possibly can, and you'll find that you grow more. People who are not growing in Christ are probably starving themselves of the good teaching of the Word. Look, listen to what Paul says. Colossians 2, verse 7. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught. You see, this is something that we don't just get by osmosis. This growing in grace is indeed by the grace of God, but he directs us how to do this, doesn't he? He gives us means to grow. Preaching, prayer, Christian fellowship, but especially, as Paul points out in our verse, through teaching and preaching, and all this growth we enjoy. And I hope that you have enjoyed growth. I hope this past year has seen Christian growth for you. But all this growth that we enjoy, all the blessings we receive, all the fruitfulness that we bear for the Lord is all made possible by his work in us. And therefore, this growth of ours as we spring up in the Lord should be attended by thanksgiving. If there is growth and grace, if the Christian is rooted down and growing up, their lives are marked by great gratitude to God for all he has done. Let us abound then in thanksgiving for the grace that we have received. And I think you'll see as you abound in giving God thanks for what he has done, that he'll do even more. Grace for grace. Let us give God thanks for the year past, and let us pray God to help us by his grace in the year yet to come. I think we all understand over the past 2 years the challenges that everyone has faced in the crazy world in which we live now. But as crazy as the world is, if this is our picture, and we can remain steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So we head to the end of a year and the beginning of a new one. And let us thank God for grace received and purpose to go deeper in faith and to grow up into more fruitfulness by the grace of God. I know it's a briefer sermon than Pastor Joe normally preaches, but I thank you for your attention and for being willing to do church this way, and do be praying for our brother Paul Pendle and his family as they quarantine, and hopefully this virus will pass them by. But again, pray for me and my family as we travel, and we look forward to seeing you in the next Lord's Day. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the grace that you give us to be rooted down, and the grace you give us to grow up and to abound in blessing. And I pray that we would see that there is growth. And if there is not growth, O God, show us why. Perhaps some need saving faith. Open their eyes to see the light of Christ even now, that they would plant roots deep down, and that they would be built up, established in the faith. Help us, Lord, to attend to teaching of the Word, to open our Bibles and study them ourselves, to hear the Word preached. Lord, I pray that through all of this, Your name be glorified. We ask this for Christ's sake. Amen. God bless you, everyone. I'm going to turn the camera around.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, my dad says. I'm going to turn this around and try to give you just a survey of where. Here's the rock face behind me. And then there's part of a trail. I'm trying to get my forehead out of it as much as possible. There's Dad. Say hi, Dad. Oh, a fellow traveler along the way. And then, let's see if I can point it out to you. Where is Pulpit Rock? There it is. That's Pulpit Rock. And yes, I've been to the top. And yes, I preached from Pulpit Rock. That's what pulpits are for, aren't they? All right, the Lord bless you all, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.